Are you a woman of color who wants to take up space and own who she is, but people-pleasing and perfectionism's getting in the way? Let me tell you, you're in the right place. Welcome to Unapologetic AF. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, empowerment and embodiment coach, and I'm obsessed with helping you deepen your relationship with your mind and body. Feel courageous to use your voice and give you the permission slip to choose yourself and your desires over everyone else's expectations. Are you ready to stop apologizing and disrupt the status quo? Let's get into today's juice. Hello and welcome to episode 5 of the Unapologetic AF podcast. I'm your host, Raki Sachdev, and today we will be talking about external validation, how it's not necessarily a bad thing to receive, but gently asking yourself the question of whether it's keeping you locked into people-pleasing behaviors, and I'll be offering a little practice you can use to validate yourself when needed. Now, this might have to be a two-parter, to be honest, because there are different strands to external validation, and I'm going down one strand, as you'll come to understand today. It's a big topic, so yeah, this might be a one-parter, two, maybe three. I mean, the world is my oyster, you know what I mean? But anyway, let's get into it, shall we? I really want to start this episode by emphasizing the point that external validation, it isn't a bad thing. I also want to use this word bad loosely. Placing things into this binary of good and bad strips away the power of nuance and looking at each situation as case by case. Like, let's not lump everything into good and bad. When I say bad, I refer to a lot of the personal development, self-help, literature, the IG quotables out there that can almost shame you and make you believe you're not enough, something is wrong with you, your healing process isn't quote unquote right if you seek out external validation. Let's just break that myth down real quick. There is nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You don't need to go down this deep, dark road of figuring out why you want to be validated. Like, don't let social media or anything else for that matter fool you into believing that you're not anything but just a human being, unlearning, growing, and in your own process of healing. Ugh. As you can tell, I have no patience for this sort of thing. You, my love, are a social animal, wired for community, needing interaction, and quite naturally needing to feel affirmed by the close people around you who you feel safe with. People that we are in some sort of relationship with act as mirror reflections, and it can be so nurturing to receive validation from them. A very recent example for me was the process behind the creation of this podcast. I knew I wanted to become a podcast host. I believed that this was something quite potent in my life and business journey. Whilst I was rooted in that and firm in my belief that this is something I should do, that's not to say I didn't require validation from loved ones. It was so, so wonderful to hear. Raki girl, we've all been waiting on this. Oh my God, Raki, tell me more. I want to know everything. Do you know how validating that was? It helped me feel so supported and was cherry on top of the cake that had been in the oven baking for 3 months, but actually had been a seed that was planted for far longer. I will also be very transparent, very vulnerable and raw, and share that when the podcast did launch 2 weeks ago now, a part of me wanted the external validation that does feed into people pleasing. I wanted to know that I'd pleased you, the audience, and I became quite attached to that initially. I wanted evidence that what I had created was going to be accepted, enjoyed, loved. I mean, that is so natural. I've created this thing that is for other people at the end of the day. Of course, I'm going to want to seek out that evidence that it's being enjoyed and accepted and loved. However, as we'll talk about a little bit later, there's one thing wanting that, and then there's another thing clinging on to that, being attached to that, and then you know, not feeling good if you don't receive that. I had to spend time talking to loved ones and reminding myself that even if I just speak to one person through this podcast, I've done a fucking amazing job. It's about speaking my truth, sharing my expertise and experience, and allowing that to land, you know? I will speak to so many people at the same time. There'll be certain people I don't speak to at all, and that's okay. This does feel quite cathartic to share, and it just serves as a reminder that you are on a beautiful journey with this. There's no one and done quick fix, but just an unfolding of unlearning, learning again, being open to just witnessing where you are in your process and creating space for it all. There's always lessons that will emerge from these situations. So this feeds nicely into this point around, is external validation keeping you locked into people-pleasing behaviors? As an ambitious and creative being, of course you want your idea to be loved, your hard work to be recognized, to be seen in what you create, because it comes from a deep part within you that is so human and it's so beautiful. Yet, when the first port of call is asking others and then clinging onto their external validation, it keeps your people-pleasing tendencies alive and kicking, simply because when you can see that specific idea or creation has been accepted, is wanted, is loved, it keeps you attached to not only people's words, but the notion that that's going to happen every single time. And also the notion that you can't stray away and evolve because you want to keep pleasing your audience. That if you decide to do something different, it might be rejected or not liked. And this is where external validation can feel quite stifling and strips you of developing a real sense of inner approval, authority, and self-trust in what you believe to be your next creative step. Just moving away from creating things, you can also be attached to external validation about yourself. Your body, as I talked about in the last episode, the choices you make, the clothes you buy, whether you voice an opinion or not, it can seep into everyday things. And it can become second nature to ask people what they think without realizing you haven't actually asked yourself how you feel about that thing. If a friend said, I don't like that dress, and yet you must have liked it somewhat because you took it off the clothing rack, would you not buy it because they said they didn't like it? If your sister said, maybe you shouldn't share that opinion on social media because, well, you could get cancelled, even though that opinion came from the depths of what you believe and value, would you just throw that opinion in the bin and not share it? The truth is, people always have something to say. When you choose to say something, wear something, do something that you wanted to do, there is always a risk that it won't be liked or it might just be judged by people around you. And the thing is, that will still be the case even if you seek out all the external validation and affirmation in the world. There will still be people who don't actually like it. What is key is that you recognize that you like it, that you accept it, that you're firmly behind it. For example, you are so deeply committed to that business idea because you think it's fucking amazing and you're in awe at your brain for even coming up with it. You love how that dress lands on you and how it makes you feel like the badass bitch that you are. That energy will speak volumes when you wear it in front of people, and it just won't matter whether they like it or loathe it. You are obsessed with the opinion you formed because it's baked with educating yourself, your personal views and values, and how you see the world. And you know that people's responses to that are based on what they believe is true. External validation will always be based on how other people see things, the tastes they have, their views, the beliefs they've developed, right? Even though, as I said at the beginning, there's nothing wrong with external validation, there is something to be said in validating yourself before receiving validation from others as an antidote to moving away from people pleasing. Because what you're practicing, what you're doing, is connecting to deep parts within that already knows the answer, that knows what to do next, what decision to make, and it's not based on whether it'll be accepted by anyone else. Imagine knowing you can trust yourself to buy that dress and then ask a mate what they think. I mean, you've already bought it and are going to wear it regardless of what they think. Imagine how accomplished you'll feel when you go forth with that creative idea before your partner says, "Baby, I love it." and then you share it with them. Imagine the self-trust that develops from within when you've shared your opinion on social media before asking your sister, because your true expression matters more than people's responses. And then she just happens to see it as she's scrolling through. So how do you develop that self-trust? How do you go about validating yourself in a way that feels less fake it till you make it and more like it's coming from deep within you and without overwhelm? Okay, we're going to use the dress example. Before you set out to ask a friend what they think of the dress, take a pause and ask yourself, internally or out loud, do I like this dress on me? And if yes, why do I like this dress on me? Actively seek out reasons why you like that dress on you before you go and ask someone whether they like it on you. Allow the feelings and thoughts to arise. If you're feeling indecisive, I would say personally buy the dress. You have a return policy. You don't need to make a quick rash decision in the changing room. Also, the mirrors in the changing room, let's not get into it. That's a whole different conversation. But you can take it home and you can see how it feels when you put it on a few times. What this does is allow for a pattern interrupt, especially if you would usually ask a friend before buying the dress. It's creating space between your habitual knee-jerk reaction and the new response you desire to have, which is to practice getting comfortable and confident with how you feel about something, validating yourself before asking anyone else. Regarding a business creative idea, before asking somebody what they think about it, how about just opening up a notebook or the notes app on your phone and asking yourself, jotting down, why is this idea important for you? And why do you believe it's important to put out into the world? At the end of the day, especially with creative business ideas, nobody but you truly understands why it's so important. Only you know that because it's come from somewhere within you. So just again, let those answers emerge. Let yourself see why it's so important rather than asking somebody else what they think about that idea. I know it kind of sounds a little bit simple asking yourself these questions, but why does it need to be complicated? And also, when you're not accustomed to asking yourself what you think or feel about something, if it was complicated, would you really want to do it? We're not trying to overwhelm the brain to the point where you're back at square one. I want you to remember that this is all a practice. There's nothing here that you need to get quote unquote right. It's just observing how it feels to ask yourself these questions before you might go and seek out validation. And hey, you're a human being, sweetheart. If you go and ask validation about something before asking yourself, it's all good, man. This is a practice, and in time it gets easier, and in time it becomes second nature. Rome wasn't built in a day, do you know what I mean? I think it's also important to note that when you're seeking validation, more often than not, you want someone to validate what you already know deep within you to be true. And if they don't, then that's where the people-pleasing tendency will rear her head, and you might start seeing things the way a friend does, when actually you already knew the answer. So, how about giving yourself a chance, hey? Just to quickly recap, in this episode, I spoke about how external validation isn't a bad thing at all, and it's quite natural for you as a human, a social animal, to seek out affirmation and have things reflected back to you. However, can the attachment to external validation keep you locked into people-pleasing behaviours? I also shared a very simple practice you can use to begin developing that sense of self-trust and validating yourself. This is one of many practices we can work through together in my upcoming one-to-one service called Hungry for More. There'll be more info about that very, very soon. In the next episode, I'll be talking about how disappointing people is part and parcel of thriving beyond people-pleasing and perfectionism, and why getting accustomed to doing that is so key. As always, I'd love to know what your takeaways were from this episode. Let me know if anything I've talked about today resonated with you. I'd absolutely love to know how you find that practice too. Come hang out with me on Instagram. You know by now that I love a juicy DM, or you can email me. All the details are in the show notes. All right, my love, until next time. Thank you so much for listening, my love. I hope this episode has given you the permission slip you need to release what's holding you back from taking up space and showing up in your life as your fully expressed, unapologetic self. If you enjoyed today's episode, I'd love to know what your takeaways were. So drop me a DM on Instagram and let's get into some juicy conversation. Please share with a friend so we can empower more women of color to choose themselves and their desires. Until next time.